Dear Ollie, when you were writing for the Post Tribune back in the day, every year you talked about the Charles Darwin Award for people who do dumb things with and around animals. Are you going to bestow this honor for 2018, since you are on the radio now? Signed, Diesel, the tiny dog from Crown Point.
Well, Victoria, we all know the Darwin Awards, right? It's given to somebody who, you know, depending on how you look at it, unfortunately passes away as a result of, really, their own stupidity.
Right, and nobody else's.
So Ollie's got these awards. So it originated in 1985 in a Usenet news group. They recognize individuals who have supposedly contributed to human evolution by selecting themselves out of the gene pool via death or sterilization, again, by their own actions.
Wow. Yeah, I always enjoyed reading those too. The criterion for the award state: in the spirit of Charles Darwin, the Darwin Awards commemorate individuals who protect our gene pool by making the ultimate sacrifice of their own lives. Darwin Award winners eliminate themselves in an extraordinary, idiotic manner, thereby improving our species' chances of long-term survival.
It's a nice way of putting it. And yeah. I will say I've got my favorite Darwin Award that I remember from way back when I was a kid. It was this guy who had vision problems and he couldn't be a pilot. And so he decided to build his own airplane. Except unlike the Wright brothers, he used his car. And I don't know how he acquired the engines, but he managed to fixate engines on the side of his vehicle, took his car, drove it off of a cliff, and into the side of a mountain on the other side of the valley. He was missing for weeks. And then somebody, I think they were hiking or as a forest ranger, whatever it is, saw the glint of the vehicle across the valley. And after they saw that, they kind of pieced everything together. And he literally flew himself off of a cliff in a super powerful car airplane into the side of a mountain.
Wow, that really is suicide by stupidity. He would be tough to beat. Now, we have some here that are nominations by Ollie that he's done because he's been reading this year. And there are some that are pretty crazy. But that one may stand out as being the dumbest one I've ever heard.
All right, let's find out from Ollie then what they are here. The Ollie Darwin Awards are a little different. We recognize humans who do stupid things that involve animals. What's interesting, if you look at this from a worldly perspective, is the nominations are endless. And I will say this before we dig in. If you have a favorite, send us an email, ollie@lakeshorepublicmedia.org, and let us know which one you think should win. Here they are. The tale that has to be beaten is from February 2017, and it won my award last year. First, let me say that my woman human and her friend Donna Penn from Ogden Dunes love elephants and respect their worlds. Neither has ever intruded in their lives or their sanctuary. However, they do enjoy wearing elephant pendant jewelry. No ivory here, and they decorate their homes with statues of elephants. So, as a dog, I've grown up with elephant images everywhere and have come to love their intelligence and grace. In Zimbabwe, Africa, three male humans, three male elephants, and a dream of a perfect wildlife selfie combined to make the perfect tragedy. In the town of Plumtree in southwestern Zimbabwe, Mr. Moses Ndulov spotted three elephants in the bush. This will not do, he thought, and he and two friends began to drive the three male elephants into a clearing. The elephants cooperated, in a manner of speaking. Then the large bull elephant and two younger males came charging out of the bush and headed right for the men. It was time to test out the old truism: I don't have to outrun that elephant, I just have to outrun you. The three men took off running, each frantic to save his own hide. Moses, lagging behind and still foolishly interested in a photo op, was trampled to death by the angry bull while his two friends escaped. The entire blunder was a pointless waste of time for man and beast. I'm sorry you're dead, Moses, but what were you thinking? As a consolation, your lamentable death serves as a warning to others. Elephants are social animals, but not with you. and always respect their privacy. So that was the winner from 2017. Now, the first nomination for 2018 is another selfie tragedy. Frankly, all selfies are tragedies. From Odisha, India, Prabhu Batara tried to take a selfie with an injured bear while stopping at a bathroom on the way home from a wedding reception. Batara's friends reportedly tried to deter him from taking the selfie, but he ignored the warnings and got up close to the animal for a picture. The bear quickly attacked, and despite attempts to intervene, Batara died on the spot. The bear was later treated for his injuries. That does it for part one of Ollie's Darwin Award nominations. Tune in next week for part two, and we will announce the winner in January. And, of course, we wish all of you a very happy and safe New Year.